course, the Holy Spirit can't move without a timer. Speaking of social media stuff, I'm still on MySpace. Does anybody do that? Does Shoreline Young Adults want to do that? All right, I just thought I'd check. Awesome. Well, it's an honor to be back. Just to share with you guys, we're in the Christmas season. Christmas is the most favorite time of year for me because me and my wife, we get to cuddle extra closely next to the fire. Sometimes when we have a fire, I guess we don't have a fire. Don't have a fire except our love and our hearts. Yeah, yeah. For those who don't know, this is my beautiful wife, Liz. Liz, why don't you stand up for a minute? I just want to. She comes every now and then, but I love her. She is my everything, and I'm crazy about her. But anyway, I wanted to share some things for 2016. My mind is already like in March or April of 2016, just because there's so much already being planned, happening, and going on. And so tonight, I just want to share for a few minutes what God's put on my heart so we can all prepare ourselves with the right essentials that we need to make the best 2016 of our lives. Is that okay? I know we're all in Christmas right now, but in 3 weeks, it'll be 2016. Okay? So, I know. In 3 weeks, it'll be 2016, and it'll be a brand new year, and it'll be awesome, and God's going to move, but we're going to share some things. But before I get into it, I want to share a little story. Some of you know I took a team, about 30 or some people, to the DR. Team 5. I have a couple of them here tonight. And what happened, there was a really funny story that happened when we first met in Miami. I know some of the ladies at Shine, they're going to Haiti in February. And who's all going to Haiti? Two of them. Awesome. Haiti is right next door to the Dominican Republic, for some of you geography challenged people. And so they're right next door. But we were taking a team down there, and we first met in Miami. And when we were down there, we got our team together, and we were doing multiple ministry sites, about three or four a day, and all of us had different responsibilities. And this was the time for us to go over who had what responsibility. So someone had the sound, was responsible for all the sound and tech. Some guy was responsible for all the ministry supplies. And we had one person responsible for all of our other equipment and just different things like that. So we're in this huddle, right, about 30 of us, and we are actually, you know, giving each other high fives, and we're encouraging one another. It's like, hey, you own this. If you lose it, it's on you. Congratulations. You own the sound equipment. Don't lose it. Bring it back, you know, just the way you found it. And so we're just having a good time, and we're being loud, and we're, you know, just enjoying one another. And this lady from some other team, from some other city, and from some other church somewhere comes up to my team and says, shh, you guys are being way too loud. We can't even hear ourselves think. We can't even hear ourselves talk to each other. You guys need to quiet down. And Andrew Johnson, right here on the front row, Andrew Johnson, without even in any delay, looks at this lady and goes, hey, it sounds like your team needs to step up their game. And then my wife starts busting up laughing. And then I'm like, and then the lady got scared because she saw Andrew, because he's like all tall. And so I was like, Andrew, bump this. So tonight I want to talk about how to step up your game for 2016, because a lot of us have areas that we can improve and be better at. And so the first thing I want to talk about tonight is increasing your faith. I know this year has been, probably for some of us, has been very challenging. I know we've probably gone through some obstacles and some challenges this year, but I know that next year is also going to bring a lot of victory. It's also going to bring a lot of increase. It's going to bring a lot of favor for next year. And I want to just kind of pause this moment, because this is something that I want to just focus on for a second, because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without God, it is impossible to please God. It also says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. whatever you hear will determine what you think. And I think sometimes a lot of us will have people in our lives and in our world of influence that are talking to us, and it may not be words of faith. It may not be words of encouragement. It may not be words of life. I know for me this year, there's been a lot of great things that have happened this year. And if it wasn't for my beautiful, amazing wife speaking words of faith into me, speaking words of encouragement into me, speaking words of just things that would lift me, because there's been moments where I felt like quitting. I felt like giving up. Actually, I felt that way 3 days ago. And if it wasn't for my wife, and I just want to encourage you, for those that are single here and you're looking to marry someone, you better marry a man or a woman that is filled with faith, because that's going to be the person that continues to drive you forward into your calling, your destiny. Liz would continually say, David, stop thinking that way. David, stop listening to those people. David, stop listening to those weird emotions that are going on inside of you. You are a man of God. Point yourself back to the Word, because faith comes by hearing. It does not come by other people's opinions or weird emotions going on in the inside of you. Increase your faith. In 2016, God wants to step up your game in the area of your faith life. Can I get an amen? Amen. All right. If faith comes by hearing, doubt also comes by hearing. Fear also comes by hearing. So start replacing the things that are in your world that people are speaking negative. There's some people in my family, they speak negative words, negative opinions. Some people don't understand why we do missions. They don't understand why we're doing these things. Guess what? I don't talk to them very much. I don't call some people in my family that think it's ridiculous to raise money to go on a missions trip because they think that's just stupid. So guess what? I have a very distant relationship with them. When things aren't going well, I don't call them. I don't associate with them. You need to start putting people around your life that start speaking words of faith. You either allow your world to be shaped by God's word, or you let your emotions and the opinions of others shape the world around you. The second thing. Increase your faith if you want to step up your game in 2016. But the second thing I want to say is this. I was actually driving through a burger restaurant, one that we all know very well. And I was driving through, and I was noticing that this burger place, which is called Jack in the Box. How many's ever eaten at Jack in the Box? Okay. How many doesn't want to admit they ate at Jack in the Box? All right. So I was going through Jack in the Box a few months ago, and I was stalled because I could not decide what I wanted, because the menu was so complicated. They were selling burgers, they were selling tacos, they were serving salads and soups, they were selling sad, it was sad too. They were also selling chicken sandwiches. And as I took, it took me like 3 or 4 minutes to decide, because I couldn't tell if I was wanting a burger or a taco or a salad or a chicken sandwich. I remember going through this and I was thinking, you know, this menu is a lot like people's lives. Trying to do everything, but not really accomplishing a whole lot. This menu is like doing a whole lot of things. And I remember that if we're going to step up our game in 2016, we're going to have to sharpen our focus like never before. And so a few weeks later, I went through another drive-thru at another burger place, which is actually one of my favorite burger places. And this place started in Southern California, where I grew up. And I really believe God used my prayers to pray them into Austin, Texas. And the place is called In-N-Out Burger. Everybody knows In-N-Out Burger. Now, one thing I love about In-N-Out, get saved. And one thing I love about In-N-Out Burger is that their menu is so simple. They just have combo one, combo two, and combo three. They just sell burgers, fries, and drinks. And every single day between the hours of 11 a.m. and 12 p.m., there is a line of cars trying to get into In-N-Out Burger at every location here in Austin and every location in the United States. While Jack in the Box, while at every year they're declining in gross revenue, and they're adding tacos and salads and chicken sandwiches, and they can't really decide what they want to be in life. You have In-N-Out Burger, who only does one thing, and they do it very well because they have a sharpened focus. If you want to step up your game in 2016, you need to increase your faith, and you need to sharpen your focus and do one thing so well that everybody wants to line up to get what you have. The last one, and then I will be, my phone is weird, it's a 4S. The last one, increase your faith, sharpen your focus. And the last one I would say is finish the work. Let me just be honest here with you guys real quick. Our generation, Generation X, Y, Z, whatever they call us now, we are great about dreaming big dreams. We are great about envisioning for the future, but one area that this generation sucks in is follow through in finishing. And if we are going to step up our game in 2016, you're going to need to increase your faith, sharpen your focus, and finish the work that God has put in front of you. And in a few weeks, you're going to be writing your new year resolution goals, okay? And the difference between this year and next year is going to be whether you finish them or not. And here, I think it was a couple days ago, we were watching one of my favorite shows called Shark Tank. And I love that show. And we watched the show, and two of these young guys, they were millennials, go into the show, and they evaluated their company that was worth $30 million. And so they were pitching this, their company and their product, to the investors and to all the kings and queens of Shark Tank for a $30 million investment into their company. And so how many of you know that $30 million, that is a lot of money? Yeah. So these guys, who've been around the block a little bit, start asking just some common sense questions. How many units and how much product have you sold so far? They said zero. And then it just dawned on me that these two millennial idiots evaluated their success with $30 million, and they have not finished, they have not completed, they have not done or have had a track record of doing nothing. And then I began to realize, like, this is the perfect model of what's happening in our generation. These two guys, I would say, have lots of great faith. They even probably have some great focus. But what they don't have is a track record of finishing anything. And one thing I just want to encourage you as you go into 2016 is that the people that are going to, if you want to distinguish yourself between everybody else, whether it's in your career, whether it's goals that you set for yourself for next year, it's not going to be based on how much faith you have, even though you need it. It's not going to be how much focus you have, even though you need it. It's going to be how much what have you done, what have you completed, and what you have finished. It's going to get the people's attention that you are set in front of. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 23, it says, "Do you see a man who excels in his work? They will stand before kings. They will not stand before unknown men." As you know, these guys did not last very long in the tank because they have not excelled. They have not finished anything. And so there's been a couple times in my career where I've had the opportunity to hire people, sometimes, unfortunately, fire people, which is something I don't like to do, but sometimes necessary. And sometimes when I'm in a hiring process, I always ask the question, what have you done versus what do you do? Because a lot of people do a lot of things, but still accomplish nothing. And I think for 2016, if you really want to look at where God is taking you and the goals and the things that God has put on your heart, you will be set apart by what you complete and by what you finish in 2016 versus what you just dream about or what you just faith about next year. If that is one thing that I can encourage you here tonight, it's to increase your faith, sharpen your focus, and finish your work, because that will distinguish you from everybody else. Those are the people that will get the best jobs. Those are the people that will get the promotions. Those are the people that actually get things done, because those are the people that get promoted into leadership and go further faster because they believe they could do it. They surrounded themselves with people that can do it.
buying you 4S phone.
And they can go to the next level. My prayer for you today, as I wrap this up real quick, is that when you think about 2016, I want you to start looking at, okay, who are the people in my world that are really influencing the way I think, that are influencing my emotions, my thoughts? How is the Word of God shaping my world? Is there one thing that I am doing that's really making an impact? How can I get better in this one thing? The Apostle Paul wrote, this one thing I do in Philippians 3. This one thing I do. He didn't say, I do these 4, 5, 6 other things. This one thing I do. And then begin to finish and follow through. If you want to be a person that steps up their game in 2016, increase your faith, sharpen your focus, and finish the work. God bless you guys. We love you.